5 is a rezoning at 195 Old Mill Road under file DAZ214/2014. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Namely, item 6 is a variance at the said property under file DAV117462/2014D.
Thank you. We have a number of folks, including the applicant, here with us in favor or in support of the proposed rezoning and variance. Antonia Godlewska, please join us.
I believe the next guy wants to be heard with her.
Okay, and does Igor like to join you, or is he here?
Igor Polivichuk.
Sure.
You,
please. And as I mentioned, there's a time clock up there on the top to your your left. Ten minutes.
Thank you. Let me introduce myself. My name is Antonina Godlewska. My husband, Volodymyr Nechipurenko, and I own a house on 195 Old Mill Road, Winnipeg. In 2010, I was issued a permit for a home-based business hairstyling. Now I am applying for permission to rezone my property to C1 in order to expand the use of existing hair studio. The studio is 683 square feet in the north part of the house facing Portage Avenue. The entrance to the studio is from Portage Avenue. Over a period of 4 years since the start of the business, there have never been voiced any complaints about the way my business is run. As a business owner, I have been doing my best to comply with all rules and regulations. First, my business doesn't generate any noise and therefore cannot cause disturbance to residents in the nearby area. Second, my customers park their cars on the parking space at the rear side of the house with free access to each of two parking spots on the side of the Portage Avenue and therefore cannot cause the Old Mill Road residents any inconvenience with the passage or parking of their cars. Third, my property as well as property adjacent to the streets are well maintained throughout the year. The territory stays clean of garbage and snow, and in the summer it is green and pleasing to the eye. At the confirmation of the above, the members of the community, approximately 40 residents of Old Mill Road and Woodbridge Road, expressed their firm support for my initiative by signing the letter of support for zoning. Since my business opened, my customers have been telling me that they would like to be offered a wider range of services in the studio, including esthetician service, pedicure, manicure, waxing, relaxing, massage, facials, etc., and therapeutic massage. What stands behind such requests is that the majority of my clients are entire families, parents and children, coming for service together, and having more services available in one place could save them time. In the nearest 2-3 years, I am planning to hire one assistant for hairstyling services. The service will be offered to customers by appointment only, no walk-ins. I expect approximately 8 to 10 cars to be parked per day. Some of my customers are the neighbors or residents of the neighborhood within walking distance, so they either walk to the studio or use a transit system, so they don't need parking. Besides, extra services becoming available to customers, the expansion of my business would mean some other benefits. First, employment creation, 2-3 extra full-time jobs. Second, more taxes that as a business owner I am going to pay to the city. Intended business hours are from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on weekdays and from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays. The parking space available now is for four cars, two in front of the house and two at its rear side with the free access to each parking spot. Two parking stalls will be added at the rear side, including one barrier-free accessible stall with proper access to it. One lockable bicycle rack will be provided. Buffering between neighboring C1 and R1 zones and landscaping of the property will be provided as per city zoning requirements. I intend to use 1,132 square feet of the north part of the house that is facing Portage Avenue as a commercial unit for my hair and small spa studio. The rest of the house is south portion with floor area 1,670 square feet and two separate exits remains a single family dwelling. Thanks for your time. I hope for your positive consideration of my application.
Thank you.
That's it.
Sir, you're listed here. Igor,
yeah.
Would you like to speak?
Hello, my name is Igor. I'm an architect who did the drawings and code analysis for this project. I'm a member of Manitoba Association of Architects. I would like to express my thoughts about this project from architectural point of view. So what I see here is there is no building addition or exterior alteration will be done to the building. So whatever has been done till now or till 4 years before, it's going to stay. The interior alteration will be done, which will increase the structural part of the building and also will increase the interior finishes, improve interior finishes. This project will not affect neither pedestrian nor traffic, car traffic on Old Mill Road, because only two parking spots will be added to the rear side of the building, and those parking spots are accessible from Portage Avenue, not from Old Mill Road. And what else? Yeah, also the site of around this building, as per zoning bylaw, will be improved with more shrubs, trees, and flower beds, and which will increase visibility or which increase presentability of this building. So I think adding this business or adding to this building to the commercial zone will let this business grow a little bit more, two more persons or something, which will allow people who live around it to use these services. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions?
Yes. I've got some questions here, just maybe for the owner of the establishment. Okay, so the current site that you got through the Board of Adjustment for the business license, it's around 600 feet, is that right? And you're obviously living on the premise, right, 195?
Sorry,
let's
say again.
I didn't hear. Your current site is about 600 square feet. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and that's just to do.
Because I, as a home-based business, I could use just 25% of the whole
right
business square footage.
Okay, mm-hmm. And you're moving to, I guess, double the square footage for the services to 1,200. Is that right?
Almost 1,132. It's a little bit less.
Okay, and so how many are you the only hair salonist? Like, I mean, are you a one man shop there? Like, you, or is there more people that work there beyond yourself? Or
I wanna have one esthetician.
You've got one esthetician there.
I
right
wanna
now?
Have.
No, I know. Appreciate that.
For now, but I just work with just one myself.
So just yourself, mm-hmm. And you're looking to to put the esthetician. In there as well.
And therapeutic massage.
Okay. So would that be another employee person, or is that?
Yeah.
Okay, so there'd be two more employees that's a part of that.
As minimum, and maybe in 3 years, I don't know how it will be business run and everything. I want to have one assistant for myself. Because.
So you have an assistant, you'll have an
but
esthetician.
But not now.
Okay, but you'd have an assistant, you'd have an esthetician.
Esthetician and therapeutic massage.
Okay.
And so two professionals, and maybe in 3 years, maybe one assistant. I don't know.
Okay. And so right now, how many clients do you have? Like how many clients, like on a daily basis?
For now, I am offering this service very, like sometimes long time service for coloring. For example, sometimes the person stays in my studio.
Yeah, but I mean,
until four hours. So,
right. If you average,
and
if you
sometimes
average.
Four, sometimes three, okay. Sometimes five.
Okay. So you say between four or five.
Yeah.
And then, so if you add, I'm a little bit familiar with the esthetician business, what my wife is
about.
So, if you're adding one or two estheticians, so if you have, let's say, on average, maybe five clients a day.
One esthetician.
No, but I'm saying right now, and you'll maintain cutting hair there, so mm-hmm. you're going to have the five clients that come in.
Yeah.
And then you have an esthetician, potentially two, and then a massage therapist. So with the estheticians...
One esthetician.
Okay, so one. So mm-hmm. how many would you see in a normal... How many are going to... You're hoping to be booked. I understand the...
The matter is that we could... give the service just for three persons maximum at a time, if it will be two professionals more.
Like three per hour, you're saying, or three?
No, it's three in that, I don't know, maybe massage it could be as usual, therapeutic massage is 1 hour,
well, how many,
or 1 hour and a half.
How many rooms do you have, though? Like you're going to have your hair studio portion where you're
cutting
hair.
Yes, I want to, in an expanding area, I want to put two rooms. Because okay. It's a big room, 330 square feet.
Okay, and you want to have one esthetician there and then a room
mm-hmm.
for
yes.
the massage therapist.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is you're going to have your existing five clients that you come in for cutting hair, and how many other, and it really depends what type of services you're doing too, right? I mean, if you're doing nails and pedicures, it's a little bit quicker than if you're doing, French manicures or something else like that, right? So,
my clients wanted to have this additional business. So sometimes I could give the service of coloring and haircut, and then she goes to do massage or esthetician works. So she could be just one person and just 5 hours in a small spa.
Sure, but I'm saying on average, what I'm trying to get at is how many clients will be coming through the studio, in a day. You get the five people that you're cutting hair for.
With the two professionals?
Sure.
It could be up to 10, I think so.
Okay, so 10 plus the five. So there could be 15.
It's
people,
8, 10.
Okay. Okay. Just another question. Like you are in the corner there. It is kind of a residential area. We kind of over the years have looked at that place, and although it's not this zoning before us, there's a potential for development on the corner, and there's always been some issues with the neighbors because they feel that it's a residential area as opposed to a business area. So considering the fact that you're now expanding your business, it sounds like you want to double the space. There will be a double amount of clients that you're coming in. Did you ever consider, moving to maybe Portage Avenue or Ness Avenue or kind of an area where, it's traditionally been, an easier access point for clients to come and, in terms of parking and all that sort of stuff?
My clients never park in the Old Mill Road and Woodbridge Road,
mm-hmm.
never, because they go to west and directly go to the parking lot. They go, for example, from downtown, mm-hmm. they do U-turn mm-hmm. in the intersection Old Mill Road and Portage, and if there is 15:30 or 17:30, they go to the Woodhaven, that is permissible always to do U-turn.
Okay.
Just 100 meters.
Right. I guess the point I'm trying to make
is... And then directly to my...
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I guess the point I'm trying to make is sometimes when you expand your business, although we might give you a business license to operate as a smaller business, when you double your clientele or you kind of double your space, you know, you're growing up as a business, I guess is what I'm saying. You're from a one-person shop to, you know, potentially three or four or whatever is allowed. I will ask that question to administration.
It's here in the,
is it there?
Yeah.
What's allowed?
Anyways. Three non-resident employees.
Right. Okay. Anyways, but I guess my point was, did you consider moving at that point to Portage Avenue or to Ness, something that's more of a traditional business zone, I guess, on top, you know, in the major third. I know you're close to it, but you're still kind of on the edge of the residential piece.
You know, I like very much an area and our neighborhood, and I don't do any, like,
right,
inconvenient things that doesn't bother anybody.
Right. No, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay, and then with the current parking, you're saying they park?
They park directly.
Okay.
Once more, going from downtown,
right,
they do U-turn, and they park on the parking lot.
Okay.
And there they are. Going to downtown, like direction, they go directly for the,
right,
just nobody is necessary to enter. It's like if I say we have a garage,
yeah,
behind of us,
yeah,
and avalanche,
mm-hmm, yeah,
like flooring. Mm-hmm. It's the same that I say, oh, yeah, guys, go through Woodbridge,
yeah,
go for Old Mirror to park in your own space.
Right. Okay.
Like, it's really...
Sure. Final question. When you established a business a few years back through the Board of Adjustment, did you always have the intention to potentially expand at that point, or... Is this something that you know, when you first established the business, did you always have the potential to, did you always want to expand, I guess is what I'm saying, or is this something that was brought on?
For now, I want to run, like, with this condition,
yeah,
and I will see. I don't know, but if to expand the business, it's necessary to buy something,
right,
for example, an addition.
Right.
But equally, I won't, because it's this very good space for customers, very good, and
okay,
maybe like the second one,
okay,
somewhere. But I wanted to live in this area,
yeah,
and I wanted to be in this house working.
Okay. That's all the questions I have, Mr. Chair. And so I guess we'll have you, we'll have you stand down, and then we're probably going to hear from either people that are supportive of you, and then we'll hear from the people that are in opposition, and then we'll call you back up to,
okay,
answer the questions.
We'll thank you for your attention.
Okay, thank you.
We have one more individual in support of the applicant, and that's Luds Kozlova. Or is it Lucille? No. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
My name is Lyudmila Kozlova.
Okay.
I'm a realtor with Century 21 Backman.
Yes, ma'am.
I helped this family to purchase the house. So when we were looking for a house, she wanted to, you know, to run her business and be a hairdresser. And ideally, we were looking for a house and a commercial space. Well, I'm not talking about commercials, but I mean some space which looks like commercial, was used as commercial before, and would be suitable for a business, for, you know, home-based business. And the properties that we found was very, it was a perfect setting. It's a residential house, four-level split, and it is an attachment to the house which runs along Portage. So it's attached to the house. The addition to the house, commercial premises, it's another 1,100 square feet, separately built to the house with a separate heating system. It doesn't have a basement. It has direct access from Portage. It also has a kind of open space. You know, so it's not like a residence. You know, you wouldn't live in that addition to the house. Inside, it's siding, you know. It's just siding. Like, rooms inside are finished with siding. So it's obviously not a home, but more something which was used as a commercial before, which is indeed the case, because the previous owner used to have a showroom there. And then the previous owner before that, it was, I guess it was a a lawyer, or so we kind of, you know, we, when I spoke with the seller a few years ago, that's what he said, that this addition was used as a commercial, for, it was used for commercial use. Again, it has a separate heating system. The house has a furnace. The addition has a electric baseboards. So it looked like a perfect setting for a home-based business. So I just wanted to share with you that the premises, I guess it's, Scott, it's referring perhaps to your questions, you know, just ask why she wouldn't look for a different place. Well, the place is perfect. I mean, it's not, it's, it is a residential area, but it's right on Portage. This addition to the house is on Portage. So what else to look for? I mean, that's not, I'm just expressing my opinions, that's it. In support of my, actually, hairdresser and my client. And I come to her, you know, often, like once a month or so, and I always park at the back, and that's what she asked me particularly, always park at the back. So, and it's always free. You know, if I come and there is a car, I know that somebody is in front of me, so she's finishing with somebody else. So to me, it looks good.
Okay. Thank you.
So I just ask you to issue permission.
Thank you.
Any questions?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And thank you.
We'll ask if there's anyone here in further support of the application.
Is it possible to ask the question for information?
No.
What happens is we hear from the opposition first, and then if you registered, or we could have you register for information at that point, after we hear opposition, then you could come up and ask a question for information. Or
any further applicants in support of the applicant? Hearing none. All right. Then we'll move to those in opposition. And I put this in sort of street address order, building up to 195. So you can either suggest to us you're in opposition. If you'd like to speak, please make your way to the podium. Catherine Winkworth.
If you've got a kind of a leader of the group that's going to make the bulk of the presentation,
that would be fine.
It might make sense for them to come up first, and then if the other folks just want to say, you know, you support that, or if you do want to speak, you're welcome to speak as well. But
okay, I don't know what that order is, but if they come in and introduce themselves, we'll go through the file. So whoever you're first up is welcome to go on down. You didn't have any order of this.
No.
Good evening. Who do I hand the petition sheets to? Okay.
Thanks, Travis. Bring that down. Thank you.
Okay. My name is Janet Gowan, and I've resided on Woodbridge Road for more than 25 years. Uh-huh. I'm here to speak on behalf of Woodbridge residents. I have given the clerk two petitions signed by Woodbridge and Old Mill residents. At some households, there was more than one person who signed in opposition to the rezoning. The results were as follows. On Woodbridge Road, with 26 households, 21 opposed to the rezoning, 2 residents disinterested, 2 residents not at home, 1 resident undecided. On Old Mill Road, with 37 households, 30 opposed to the rezoning, 5 residents in favor, including 195 Old Mill, 1 resident not home, 1 resident undecided. The Woodbridge residents were never informed by the hair salon of the proposed rezoning application, nor that it would result in the following changes: an increase of the existing staff from 2 to 5, hours of operation to be Mondays to Fridays, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturdays, 9 to 6 p.m., the client base increasing from the current 1 at a time to 8 to 10 clients at a time. We have numerous concerns about the expansion of the hair salon business. One, westbound vehicular traffic on Portage Avenue cannot turn onto Old Mill Road between the hours of 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. Their clients will choose to turn down Woodbridge, which has the turning lane, to gain access to Old Mill. At all other times of the day, it means they hold up a lane of traffic on Portage Avenue if they decide to turn south onto Old Mill. So again, it's less of a hassle to just travel via Woodbridge Road. Two, there are no sidewalks the entire length of Woodbridge. Our pedestrian traffic is comprised of Woodbridge residents, Old Mill residents headed to Woodhaven Park at the foot of Woodbridge, Old Mill residents taking a shorter route to Portage Avenue, residents from Ashcroft Point and elsewhere along Assiniboine Avenue who cross the footbridge spanning Sturgeon Creek to use Woodbridge, students who are too old to be bused to school but attend schools located on the north side of Portage Avenue, neighborhood children playing in the street, dog walkers who come from Woodbridge and Old Mill, as well as those from the Woodhaven area on the other side of Sturgeon Creek. Three, there are no back lanes on Woodbridge or Old Mill. We already have local residents' vehicles traveling the Old Mill-Woodbridge route to and from Portage Avenue. Other traffic includes three school buses twice daily on weekdays, garbage trucks, blue box recycling trucks, tradespeople, Canada Post vehicle, BFI trucks emptying the garbage bin at the Avalanche Carpeting store, trucks making deliveries to and from Avalanche Carpeting, visitors to the apartment block at the top of Woodbridge at Portage Avenue. Four, the rezoning of 195 Old Mill Road would create additional traffic from the increase in the number of the hair salon employees who will most likely arrive by car rather than by bus or on foot, the increase in clients coming by car. Five, it's highly unlikely that the property at 195 Old Mill will be capable of providing ample parking for five staff plus 8 to 10 clients at a time that this rezoning proposal requests. We also can't visualize clients turning from Woodbridge to travel the lane behind Avalanche Carpeting, the Caddy Shed, and Uniroyal Tire to reach any parking spot at the rear of 195 Old Mill, especially during the winter months. In conclusion, if this rezoning application is granted for 195 Old Mill Road, it's not just the dramatic increase in vehicular traffic that greatly concerns us. You cannot guarantee whatsoever that future commercial developments at that location would be compatible to our quiet residential neighborhood. Did you need a copy? Sure, I brought an extra one.
Who's next?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Catherine Winkworth, and my family has resided on Old Mill Road since 1959. We, the residents of Old Mill Road, find ourselves once again in an all too familiar scenario. Those of us here this evening represent the majority of homeowners who could not attend, but did make phone calls, sent emails, and have signed the petition, all in opposition to the zoning variance applications at 195 Old Mill Road. For approximately four decades, generations of families have come to City Hall expressing our grave concerns regarding the commercialization of the property at 195 Old Mill Road. Today, legitimate concerns regarding parking and traffic volumes have been heard, both of which significantly impede on our safety as residents of a quiet residential street that is both narrow and includes three bends in the road. Old Mill Road is also a bus route and is daily used by pedestrians and cyclists as they reconnect with the Sturgeon Creek parkland, walking and bike paths, allowing more traffic and due to more parked vehicles, creating only one drivable lane. The unforeseeable could definitely occur. At present, the home-based business does not service handicap parking, nor is there handicapped access via Portage Avenue entry. We question how this issue can be resolved and not negatively impact Old Mill Road. If commercialized as a busy salon offering full beauty treatments, what does that then do to the ecological footprint of Old Mill Road? Chemicals, dyes, detergents, and excessive water volumes flowing into our sewer system, car exhaust, noise levels, all have a negative ecological impact to us as residents. Also, one must question the necessity of another beauty spa salon along Portage Avenue, currently, between Moray and Booth Drive, which is a short seven-block radius, there are six salons, two of which are directly across the street on Portage Avenue. Finally, as a teacher of grade 6 and 7 social studies, my students learn the various forms of government throughout around the world. They are taught that we in Canada are so fortunate as Canadian citizens because of our democratic system of government. They have learned that in a democracy, we are certainly free to voice concerns, and we have the right as citizens to ask for change. However, in a democratic society, it is the voice of the majority, not the voice of an individual, that creates the change. We ask that you listen to the majority of the residents and do not allow the proposal to go forth. Thank you so much for your time.
Irene, just a quick question.
Sorry.
You said in terms of the amount of salons that
yes.
are, is that, like, I mean, is it, they're obviously proposing enhancing the esthetician portion, which is expensive. So are the salons, not that it's super, super relevant, but I mean, are the salons and estheticians in that particular area, or is it just the salons that are?
From Moray, there's singletons.
Okay.
And quite honestly, Scott, I don't know quite what they all offer, but right across the street is Oliver Reese, and I know they're a well-expanded business. There's Maya's Beauty Salon. There's two right in the courts of St. James.
Right.
And there's also two on Ness Avenue, which I did not bring forward either.
Right. Okay. That's good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Catherine.
Who's next? Come on down.
Hi, I'm Ron Hykowski. I reside at 189 Old Mill Road. Of course, I'm here in opposition to the conditional zoning application. The applicant at 195 Old Mill Road has had up to three clients at a time for the last 4 years, but with four employees allowed in total, four times three, the total number of employees and clients could be as high as 12 at a time. And with walk-ups attracted by signs, there is the potential for 15 employees, customer vehicles at any given time, 6 days a week. Has a petition by the applicant of 195 Old Mill Road been filed with the city clerk as per input on page 14 of the public hearing report, which says the applicant has informed us that she went door to door on Old Mill Road and Woodbridge Road to inform her neighbors of her proposal. 37 neighbors signed in support of her rezoning application. My next question is here, has the chairperson and councillors seen the applicant's petition? Okay, my next question is, then can you tell me if the applicant has filed a petition with the city clerk? Can anybody tell me that information? Has the applicant filed a petition?
Ron, I'll ask, I think it's incorporated in the report, but I will ask the applicant when they do
all
come
right.
back up about the number of people that are there.
I'm going to mention about city services such as snow clearing, street sweeping, garbage and recycling pickup will be severely impacted by such a large number of employees, clients, and walk-up customers parking on Old Mill Road. Clients and employees will be double parking on the driveway at 195 Old Mill Road, cutting off pedestrian use of the sidewalk on the east side of Old Mill Road. In theory, there's parking allowed on the south side of Portage Avenue, but people familiar with the neighborhood would never choose to park on the south side of Portage Avenue because it's extremely dangerous to do so. For practical reasons, clients, employees, and walk-ups would rather choose to park on Old Mill Road for convenience and safety reasons instead. Before the applicants bought the residence at 195 Old Mill Road, they should have did their homework and looked into the past history of the residents at 195 Old Mill Road and they would have seen the former owners of 195 Old Mill Road attempts to get commercial zoning were unsuccessful. But they didn't, and now they want the residents of the other 34 homes in Old Mill Road to bail them out with this application. I'm going to put it quite bluntly here. If a commercial zoning was allowed for 195 Old Mill Road, this would downgrade the value of the other 34 homes on Old Mill Road. In other words, the applicants at 195 Old Mill Road get all the benefits, and the other 34 homes on Old Mill Road get all the misery, forever. Old Mill Road will become stigmatized forever as a residential street that once was but is no longer. Instead, let's all preserve Old Mill Road as a residential street forever. Thank you.
Thank you. No questions?
No.
Next speaker. Maybe we could start calling them up just if they haven't yet.
If you're in the queue here to speak, then there's seating down here. You can come now. So please join us. Please tell us your name, ma'am.
My name is Tracy Adam. I live at 170 Old Mill Road, and I've lived there since 1997. But I grew up in Woodhaven. I'm proud to be here with my group of neighbors. I have a letter that was written on June 29th from Timothy Bazunas and Carrie Bazunas, who reside at 188 Old Mill Road, and they are vehemently opposed to the property of 195 Old Mill Road being rezoned to commercial for the following reasons. A lot of these reasons have already been stated, so I don't want to be redundant and give you the same information. So I just wanted to be assured that this email did get received and has been seen by your group.
Sure. Travis, you want to give first?
But I'm asking if it's been seen as of being sent on June the 29th.
I believe it's in the file, like the report that we looked through, so I think it is attached now.
So would it be beneficial for me to read it or not necessary?
You know, I think it's attached to the report. I think we get, I mean, if you want to give us the Cole's Notes version, but I think we got it in the...
I think it's what you already have.
Yeah.
I would like to give additional information from my perspective, and Mr. Fielding, you'd made a comment or a question of asking the owners of 195 Old Mill if they had sought looking at other areas that are currently for lease in the area so that they could have a business. I did go ahead and do so to the adjacent, right adjacent on Portage Avenue, 2643 Portage Avenue, Collier Leasing. I spoke with Sean Cleaver yesterday, and that building is still vacant, which is right across Portage Avenue from 195 Old Mill. The owner of that building is very open to anywhere from a 2 to 5 year lease. They are open to changing the facility. This was a conversation that occurred yesterday. Changing the facility to be appropriate for esthetician and spa area. The lease amount is $2,190 a month. They are willing to pay the first and last month of lease and assist in any renovations that are required. So I appreciate, you know, everyone wanting to have a business, but there is an area that would not affect any of their current clientele or having them leave the area. It's literally right across the house from this home. The area that they speak of the addition is a garage that's been made into a business as of now. Thank you.
My name is Ralph Ikoski. I reside at 189 Old Mill Road. And my comments are directed to the two documents, item number 5 and item number 6. And the boilerplate information is similar to both, so I'll just reference the one of them. And so I'd like to start on item 5, page 13, under compatibility point 3. And I've parsed this into two parts. The first sentence reads, since the original construction of the house in 1959, a lot of changes have occurred along Portage Avenue, placing significant pressure on the viability of a single-family use at this location. I have to say, for the life of me, I don't understand this statement. The applicant purchased the home as a single-family residence, no more, no less. In other words, as is, where is. The residence is taxed as Old Mill Road frontage, not Portage Avenue frontage. As for Portage Avenue, nothing has changed. It has always been the major east-west corridor in the city. So where is the significant pressure? The only pressure I'm aware of on the south side of Portage right now is the height of that darn river. As I already noted in my letter to all of you, a new residence was constructed on 200 Old Mill Road property in 2011, directly across from 195, and has an assessed value of $365,000. So how is it that 200 Old Mill Road is a viable single-family residence and 195 isn't? Am I missing something here? The second part of that of point three, the gradual evolution of the subject property into more of a commercial use through home business process corresponds with the intensification of Portage Avenue as a main commercial corridor in the city. Gradual evolution, this statement burns me. In April 2010, the applicant applied for and was granted a conditional use permit to operate a home-based business. The residents of both Old Mill Road and surrounding area were set to vigorously appeal that grant in May 2010. When the hearing was convened, the residents were sideswiped by then-Councillor Steves, who chaired the meeting when he abruptly stated, and I'm paraphrasing here, "We are fooling around with this crap. There are hundreds of home-based businesses throughout the city. This one's no different. Next." So, no, it's not a gradual evolution. Rather, it's a devolution of an R1 residential family property street community started by former Councillor Steve's off-cuff remarks. So sticking in compatibility under point one, sentence reads, the subject property is a corner lot with frontages onto Portage Avenue and Old Mill Road. No, no. 195 Old Mill Road, the subject of these applications, is a single-family residence that fronts onto Old Mill Road. The 195 property, as does the 200 property, directly across the street has Portage Avenue as its north side street. The expansion was built in 1976, was by permit to increase the living space of 195 Old Mill Road. Nothing more, nothing less. There is no Portage Avenue frontage. Forget that doorway. That's an illegal doorway that the city should have shut down in 77 and didn't. And it just kept growing and growing and growing. The next sentence in that point one, the commercial use has an orientation onto Portage Avenue, which is consistent with the commercial corridor abutting and opposite. Again, there is no commercial orientation onto Portage Avenue. The entirety of 195 Old Mill Road is an R1 residential family dwelling that fronts onto Old Mill Road. The only permitting that 195 Old Mill Road has is a conditional use permit to operate a home-based business with an address of 195 Old Mill Road. I submit that the rezoning and variance applications by 195 are not consistent with the commercial corridor abutting and opposite. The current south side zoning of Portage Avenue from Woodhaven Boulevard to Woodbridge Road is the same zoning that has been in place for the 43 years that I have had some form of association with Old Mill Road. To the west of 195 across Old Mill is the new 200 property zoned R1 residential. To the south, where I reside, is a single family dwelling zoned R1 residential. To the east, across the alley, is Sturgeon Automotive that has been at that location for 85 years, since 1929. If you're ever in that place, they got a nice picture. It actually shows Portage Avenue as a bit of a cart track. And it's a viable business. Been in operation since 1929. Long before any residential development. And to the north, i.e. across Portage Avenue, is the commercial corridor. When I spoke with Linda Hurd, who was the urban planner responsible for the application in 2010, she indicated in no uncertain terms that 195 Old Mill Road would never be granted a Portage Avenue address. So to reiterate, there is no commercial orientation onto Portage Avenue. This is a single-family dwelling that fronts onto Old Mill Road. So in closing, the fight by the residents of Old Mill Road and the surrounding area to protect the R1 residential single-family zoning district and preserve the residential character of Old Mill Road has been going on for nearly 40 years. The residents are tired. It is time for the Assiniboia Community Committee and the City of Winnipeg to just say no once and for all to this and any future zoning applications submitted by this property by imposing a permanent caveat on the 195 Old Mill Road property so that no one now or in the future can choose to change the residential character of Old Mill Road. As residents, we implore you, as our area councillors, to vote to dismiss the proposed zoning change and variance applications for 195 Old Mill Road, changes that, if allowed, would alter the residential character of Old Mill Road forever. Thank you.
Or just a quick question. I appreciate your passion on it. Appreciate if you look at the history. It's a history. Obviously, there's been businesses that have gone in there. To be fair, we don't have an ability to put a permanent caveat on what can happen. What can happen, though, sir, is anyone can apply to have something. You could apply to say, I'm going to tear down my house and build a 40-story condominium. It doesn't necessarily mean that we would accept it. We make rulings, kind of based on what our information is provided from our department and what makes sense for the community. But we don't have an ability. I mean, anyone can file an application. So just so we're clear on that. And we're here to hear the application. It's not us who's drawing
it. It's just that for 40 years.
I appreciate your passion.
We're fighting this.
Yeah.
But if we don't show up, it's going to go through.
Yeah, but to be fair, anyone can come, after a year.
I hear you.
Thank you for your presence.
Thank you.
Hi. I'll offer the least structured presentation this evening. I live on 128 Old Mill Road. My name's Clay Cornelson. In support of everything that everyone said today, I agree with everything that's been said. I just want to take a bit of a different tact. We're relatively new to the community. We moved to Old Mill Road October of 2012 from Alberta. My wife and young daughter, we've had another since. We've got a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old in the community. Part of the reason we moved there was it's a unique community. I mean, it's bordered by Portage and Moray. It's got the beautiful Sturgeon Creek. And shortly before we moved in, Woodhaven Park announced the plans to build a new playground. This is the 20-year vision that's been laid out. Really, the goal was to attract young families to the community. In support of everything that's been said, my biggest concern with this home is parking on Portage. It is not reasonable. You wouldn't park there driving on that busy road. You would absolutely, between the hours of 3:30 and 5:30, turn onto Woodbridge or another road into the community and circle back down Portage. 3:30 till 5:30, those are prime school hours, after school hours, and I anticipate my girls and other young families in the community drawn to the developments in Woodhaven Park will have that same concern. Woodbridge Road without sidewalks, Old Mill being the curvy road that it is. And if we have 4 staff members operating a business, and we're talking, I don't know what that is. If they're cutting my hair, they could cut 12 people's hair an hour. I don't know what kind of traffic we'll see, but that is my primary concern is the traffic down a very curvy road during winter months. And again, no ability to access Old Mill Road off of Portage, and as such, you'd be turning out Woodbridge and driving past our home during those after-school hours. So it's my only comment.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Who's next? If you just want to say that you're in opposition to it as well, when Councillor Urban reads out your name, then we could do that and speed the process off.
No further speakers? All right, I'll call out names. Identified here in opposition. Irene Steen. Opposition? Okay. Flora Mitchell. Flora Mitchell.
We get it.
Thank you, Irene. Flora Mitchell. Okay. Randy Palmer. Peter Connolly, Mia Adam, Richard Nickel. Okay. Any other individuals who have not signed sheets that would like to speak or register their opposition? Seeing none, we will return to the... we've got information here, too. Okay. Maxim Kryukov. Have you got the information you required? Well, if you'd like to speak, but you'll have to tell us if you're in support or in opposition.
No, I think for information.
Yeah, these.
No, you don't get the vote. We get the vote.
He's for information. I think it's just for me.
But you have to come and speak here because we're recording the meeting so that we can have it in what we call Hanser. So. Thank you. Just state your name, sir.
My name is Maxim Kriukov. I reside at 182 Old Mill Road with my family.
Okay.
And I just have a question about some clarification on the current business. Like, how many people can operate in that house, like in the home business right now?
According to their current conditional use order, they're able to have one customer on the premises at a time.
So, and another question, I do share the concerns of our neighborhood, and I do love living on the Old Mill Road, and, you know, I do share concerns of, you know, the property values and all the concerns that were raised. However, I also understand the, you know, reality of Antonina's life and her wanting to, you know, expand her business. Is there a way to expand the, you know, expand her in-home business without, you know, seeking a business permit? Or whatever, they're rezoning.
She could reapply for a conditional use order. She at present has a home-based business major conditional use order. However, she has conditions that are applied to that which prohibit her from having any employees. So that's where she is applying for the rezoning. However, if there weren't any conditions under the normal standards, she could have a maximum of two non-resident employees.
So there's a way to some degree slightly increase her, you know, expand her business without seeking a rezoning.
She can't expand the actual amount of space.
Yeah, but I mean by expanding, I mean in, you know, having an additional person in there.
Is you'd draw a public hearing as well, right, and it would go to the Board of Adjustment through a conditional use. So there's an ability to do that, just changing the conditions that's on the existing conditional use, but it would still draw another kind of a public hearing where people can come out and make their arguments one way or the other, whether she can or can't do that. So is that explaining it?
That, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. For information, Kathy and Bob Humelt. Oh, here comes Bob. Okay.
I think some of the indecision for my wife and I is we are on the street since 1990, so 24 years. And that house has never looked better or been kept after as well as it has with the current couple that live there. And we have experienced different uses of that home. And one, and I know that group homes have to go somewhere. That one had a group home, but I also know group homes are well run, and this one wasn't, and we incurred some issues with that. So we're always a little nervous as to what's going to be there. The other question we have is what C1 is, and I apologize for my naivety, but if this becomes a C1, does this down the road, after this couple has chosen to sell, can that home be removed and then have some other commercial use that might create even more of what one of my neighbors referred to as a devolution of the street?
There is some criteria, and we'll let our planners answer this, but yeah, C1 allows multiple uses. I'm not sure if someone's got the definition of what C1 you can and can't do there, but you want to give us a quick definition of what could and couldn't happen, I guess.
Sure. Based on the zoning bylaw, the C1 zone is our commercial community zone. It's the lightest sort of C1 commercial zone you can get in the city. So it's quite a low-grade commercial zone. But There's many permitted and conditional uses in the zoning bylaw. As part of this application, we've recommended that a zoning agreement be attached to the property where it would be limited to the personal service use only, the hair and beauty salon. So no one could go in, if it was rezoned and approved with that agreement, no one could go in there and do a different commercial use unless they came back through a public hearing and amended the zoning agreement. But if it was rezoned just to C1 without any conditions, within the zoning bylaw, permitted uses, we'll go into the commercial, you could do a care home, a neighborhood rehabilitation home, single room occupancy, community recreation, library, post office, protection emergency services, daycare center is permitted, a gallery is permitted in C1. The list goes on and on. Veterinarian clinic, kennel, restaurant, office, personal service, which they're applying for, dental office, medical office, retail sales in C1. So the zoning bylaw allows for a lot of uses, but all of these uses have to maintain more of a community size. They have restrictions on size and square footage.
Pure, this could potentially be a bit of a slippery slope if you were to look down, say, a generation from now.
Somebody could come forward and ask to change the zoning agreement, yes.
Thank you.
So that concludes anyone who wants information. Is there anyone else who needs information, would like to come forward?
Did you say restaurant
or structure? Yes. Restaurant is on C1. All right, at this point, oh, one more coming, okay. No, it'll be Kathy, I guess.
Yeah. Hi, sorry to keep everybody waiting here. I was also here for information. My name is Kathy Hummelton. I'm at 158 Old Mill Road. As my husband said, you know, the people that are there running a home-based business run a good business, and I don't have any concerns with it as a home-based business. After listening to some of the discussion here, I do have to say that I am not in favor of a rezoning to a commercial. And it's not because of how I think this business will work run, but I'm a little concerned about the future business that may take over after this business leaves. So I'm also a little concerned about the property values across the street when if this one was a commercial property, I think the people across the street would suffer. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right, so the process works this way. We've had the applicant to speak at the beginning. We've had those in support follow her. Then we had people in opposition. We've had people for information. Now the applicant, Anatonia, you get to come back and speak to only things that were brought up in opposition. There's no new information to be presented. So if there are any points that you'd like to respond to that were stated here,
yeah.
But there's no new information allowed, so stuff that you didn't talk about before, only you can respond to what we've
okay.
heard.
Okay. I just want to present you
That was raised as an issue. So.
Well, like somebody said that there is no...
That Ron Bukowski had raised the issue, was there signatures?
Yeah. Now is so now we're that getting is, our answer.
Can I take a look at this?
Sure. Thank you.
So I would like to respond to this statement to my opposition. Our family has lived in Old Mill Road for 4.5 years now. It has been a sufficient time for my for me and my family to start to feel that we are part of that community. We enjoy the area. We like and respect our neighbors. While preparing for the hearing, I spent long hours speaking with the residents in our neighborhood. I explained to them all essential details about my application and answered their questions. I did not hide any information from my neighbors. The response was very encouraging. Around 40 residents signed the letter of support of my application. And 1 week ago, two neighbors sent out letters to all residents of Old Mill Road and Woodbridge Road. The purpose of those letters was to spread untrue information about my intentions, as well as to emphasize that if my application is approved, it is going to be a disaster for all residents in the neighborhood. None of those neighbors has ever approached with me with any questions, including questions about my intentions. The so-called new information is just unreasonable assumptions of those who personally do not want a positive resolution of my case. This is precisely a reason that is so important that this hearing should be used as an opportunity to clarify all questions regarding my rezoning application. I strongly believe that is going to be done in the way that the rights of all participants of the process are going to be equally respected. Now, I would like to address some concerns expressed in the above-mentioned letters and my opposition in this area. The rumors are spread that in case my application is approved, there will be increased traffic, pedestrian safety issues, additional parking on the street, traffic on Woodbridge Road. However, this is contrary to the fact. All my clients arriving from downtown do not do a left turn on Old Mill Road or Woodbridge Road, as they all do U-turn and arrive into the parking lot from Portage Avenue. What is important to note that the customer parking lot is at the back on the house of the Portage Avenue. At the time when a U-turn is not permitted at the intersection of Old Mill Road and Portage Avenue, they turn at the intersection of Woodhaven Boulevard and Portage Avenue, which is permitted at any time. Those clients who are driving east on Portage Avenue arrive into the parking lot directly from Portage Avenue. To summarize, my clients do not even need to arrive to Old Mill Road or Woodbridge Road. Another piece of misinformation I have to refute is that the existing staff at the hair studio will be increased from 2 to 5. Now, I am the only one who is working in this studio. Therefore, the number of the staff might go up not from 2 but from 1, and not up to 5, but up to 3. In 2-3 years, only on condition I have a sufficient customer base and I will be able to hire an assistant, the staff might increase up to 4 people, including me, but again, not 5, as someone assumes. Another claim that I used against my application is that my customer base will increase to 8-10 clients at a time as opposed to 1 at a time now. Again, in reality, the situation is different. The customer base will be maximum 8 to 10 customer cars per day, but not at a time. And what is important to note, no walk-ins. In the future, when all services become available, the maximum number of customers will not be able to exceed 3 people at a time. I hope the above information clarifies all concerns and assumptions. Finally, I would like to address the issue of who wrote the letter against my application. It says Old Mill Road Homeowners Association. What is remarkable is that such association does not even exist. Neither my neighbors nor or I have no knowledge of this existence. The reason why not is that both the name and the letter were made up by one person, the one who initiated the letter. This letter is based mostly on untrue and, to say the at least, the and inaccurate information, which speaks either of someone's poor awareness about the facts of or unjustified suspicions of someone who, for some unclear to me personal reasons, doesn't want my application to be approved. At this hearing, it is important to dispel the unfounded assumptions and fears that might have been provoked by the letters sent out by the two neighbors and now of my opposition. Specifically, residents might be fearful that if a commercial zone is approved, then any kind of business and in any form will be allowed on that property. This is not true. As a matter of fact, all types of businesses, including the ones in the commercial zone, are heavily regulated and controlled by a number of laws. All businesses owners must abide by these laws, no matter who the owner of the property is. I am not an exception. I will abide by all rules and regulations. To allay all these fears, I would even ask the councillors to place a specific restriction on my case that in only a hair salon with a small spa should be allowed on my property, a quiet business that by its nature cannot cause any inconvenience to the residents in the area. I am very hopeful that my application is going to get a fair hearing. I greatly appreciate your time and patience. Thank you very much.
Any questions at this point?
The two main issues, obviously, raised by traffic, I think you somewhat addressed that. I guess my math said, in terms of number of potential clients, could be around 15 more than the 8 to, I think you'd said 8 to 10. So, I mean, there it sounds, at least from what I'm understanding your business, it sounds like
more. I don't think that it will be more than 10 cars. Because in one car could come, for example, the family, two, three, sometimes four persons.
Would come to the
studio.
Yeah, but how many times do you bring four people to a studio if you're in a family? I mean, if I go to get my haircut, I don't bring my, I don't bring my whole family. I just go by myself, right? I guess maybe if you're taking your child there or something, you might have. Yeah. One or two, but for the most part. Yeah. No, I got no further questions. I'm pretty much ready to make a ruling on this. So. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Does the administration have any comments that they'd like to share with us before we proceed?
There's questions.
Okay. All right. I'll
move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
I'll move that receipt of representation be concluded.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
I'll move that the recommendations of the public service are not concurred in. And I guess, I don't know how I say this as well, Destiny, what would I?
In the application.
Yeah, and my supporting reasons are this. I think that you're running, it seems like you're running a fairly decent business now. You got the business license. That was a part of it, and it didn't sound like from any of the neighbors that there was any major issues with the way you're running your business now. I just personally am of the belief that, as you expand your business and you grow bigger, that you really need to be on the nose. And what I mean by that is like Portage Avenue and Ness, and I think that the application that you're, although administrative, are supporting it to a certain extent. I just think that as you grow as a business, you really need to be a little bit out of a residential area. So, I wish you luck with your business, but I won't be supporting the motion for the rezoning before. So for those particular reasons, we've had a few rezonings, potential rezonings in that area. And, I've been fairly consistent over the 8 years that I've been here, saying that I think some of these areas and some residential, I do support having businesses in some residential areas, but I think that you're expanding a little bit more, and good for you for expanding your business. But I think if you're looking to do that, you need to move to one of the areas that doesn't cause as much impact on the residents, although you do tend to be running your existing business fairly well. So I won't be supporting that, and those are my supportive reasons. I don't know if the other councillors have any comments or questions.
Yeah, I do. And as somebody who's lived west of Old Mill Road for 52 years, so our family's been not quite as long as the Winkworths, but damn near 1962. Know way more about Old Mill Road than a lot of folks do, based on a friendship I had there once upon a time, many years ago. So I've been very aware of that property and watched it ebb and flow as it was moved from being full-blown residential into a probable home-based business, and that's probably the best way to describe this property over time, that it has been a number of home-based businesses. I can't imagine starting to count them all, but there's been many, and for the most part, most of them, one way or another, have come before this council. Certainly not while any of the three of us were here, but I'm certainly aware of them. I'm glad to see that the Old Mill Army is still in active. But I'm afraid to say I don't agree with you this time. And I think that I know some of you personally, but at the end of the day, my feeling is that this is not an unreasonable application with the restriction of it being strictly a salon, I will not be supporting Councillor Fielding's motion today, but that's what democracy is all about, and I feel that it's not a unfair proposition being put forward, and that the unfortunate belief that this will cause rack and ruin to the neighborhood is way overblown. Not to say that some of the previous applications over the years were appropriate, but I see this one as being appropriate. So I will not be supporting Councillor Fielding's application his move to deny this.
So you're putting it on
Kingmaker.
You know, I tend to I agree with Councillor Fielding on this. I think that sometimes a business outgrows its space and may need to move to something less residential. And it's a fine line from when it's a home-based business and there's one or two people coming to the business and there being staff and now, you know, potentially dozens of people. And when I look at this area and I see how the parking is quite limited and it would be disruptive to the community. I also can appreciate perhaps more leaving it to the area councillor, because I believe that the area councillor understands their area and the historical attributes and the background of it. So I think that each area in our city is unique, and we've certainly heard from quite a few residents that they would like to preserve that uniqueness. So I'm going to be supporting Councillor Fielding's motion.
Any further comments? Seeing none, carry on, Councillor Fielding.
Okay, so I will, let me just get back to my spot here. Supportive reasons. I guess you got to call the question, Mr. Chair.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carried.
I'll move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor?